Ellie, good morning.
Hi, how are you going?
Very good, thank you. Thanks for joining us today.
No problem.
Now, for our listeners who may not be know what to sort of refer to your community, I've got to admit, I'm one of them. What does LGBTQIA actually stand for?
Yeah, well, it is a mouthful. So it's lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and intersex people.
Right, okay, so covering the entire spectrum there. Yes. Now, is the Liberal Party's plebiscite a step in the right direction?
I don't think it is. I think that when Turnbull got elected, he wanted to appease the far right within the Liberal Party. And in order to take over from Tony Abbott, because he initially said that he was a supporter of marriage equality, they wanted to make sure that it wasn't something that he legislated. So it was basically a tactic to put it off as long as he possibly could.
Right, okay.
And so he's basically taking on Tony Abbott's idea of putting it to a plebiscite when we know the majority of parliamentarians support it and they should just put it to a vote.
And majority of the country too, I'd add that as well.
That's right, yeah.
Another problem that's been raised is with bringing marriage equality to a public vote is the stress that it may bring to the vulnerable members of the community. What are some of your concerns with sexuality becoming a political hot potato, so to speak?
Well, that is a lot of people's concerns. I'm quite confident that if we are faced with a plebiscite, we'd be able to counter that quite strongly. Australia we've had one of the longest campaigns for marriage equality in the world.
Mm.
And so we've managed to turn public opinion from being a minority of support for marriage equality to a majority. So unlike other countries where it's been a massive debate, we've managed to counter a lot of that. I do understand that people are still very concerned because it does give the right a platform, but it also gives us an opportunity to try to embolden people by having a positive yes campaign. And I think that we can hopefully counter a lot of that by showing our solidarity with the young people that do face the most amount of discrimination in this country and also expose some of the bigots that are the ones that are behind pushing their right-wing views.
Mm. Do you think it will help a lot of the kids who maybe, and when I say kids, I'm talking sort of younger sort of teenagers and whatnot, who may be sort of dealing with their sexuality? Do you think it will help if there is, and you know, in my opinion, there certainly should be marriage equality? Do you think it will help them in their deal with their situations a bit better?
Well, it's hard to say whether it will help them or not, but I think one of the things that studies have shown is that when people have been involved in a campaign fighting for their rights, that has both helped their confidence and mental health, and also more people have been prepared to come out when they see that they have all these people, that they've got the back of thousands of other people.
All these people in their corner, essentially.
So we've already been debating the Australian Christian lobby and hearing all of their right-wing opinions and bigoted views. And so we've been holding rallies for the last 12 years, and we're constantly getting responses from young people saying that they felt so isolated in their hometowns and in their schools and what have you. But then after they've been to the rallies with thousands of people being so confident to come out and take a stand, that it's made them feel a lot better about themselves and felt more confident to not just stand up for themselves but also for other people. So
that's excellent.
I think it can be a bad thing, but also I think that if we're faced with it, we can use it as an opportunity to help embolden people.
Now, you mentioned earlier you've been sort of taking on some of the people you've been taking on. What is their argument against it? What could they possibly say that is against it?
They've got quite a lot of arguments.
Are any of them logical?
Not really. They tend to go to the most extreme. So they try to tap into where they think that they're going to be able to pull at people's heartstrings. And they also they also like to talk about the threat of it ruining heterosexual marriage and like it's going to destroy our idea of what a family is.
Yeah.
So they like to talk about the children a lot. So it's partly why that there was a massive attack on the Safe Schools Coalition, because if they pull at people's moral heartstrings that when they talk about how it's going to affect children, they think that it might they might be able to sway more people's views. But the reality is that LGBTI people are already having children. There are ways that they can have children,
yeah.
And more often, unlike heterosexual couples, it's mostly planned. Because it's not as easy as just falling pregnant.
Yeah, that's true,
and
yeah.
So often it's people from LGBTI families with children. It's studies have shown that they've actually are perfectly fine, like they don't grow up with psychological problems, and more often than not actually have quite a happy life and are quite confident in their families and so on. So I think that they do try to scare people in those ways, but I think that, again, I think it's something that we can counter. It's not hard to counter some of those arguments.
Yeah. Now, your organisation, Equal Love, has been campaigning for marriage equality for over 10 years now.
Yep.
Seems silly. I'm sorry you've had to do this. Have you seen a shift in public support for your cause in that time, in those 10 years?
Yeah, massively.
Excellent.
Well, this August, so we've just actually passed the 12-year anniversary.
Oh, 12. Oh, wow.
Since John Howard changed the Marriage Act. So it was 2004. So in 2004, only 42% of Australians supported marriage equality. And now we see a majority of people support marriage equality. And amongst young people, it's 87%, I believe, amongst young people. So I think that we've certainly seen the majority of people move. And we've even seen in 2004, not one politician voted against the change in the Marriage Act to discriminate. And now even a majority of parliamentarians say they support marriage equality. And that's part of the reason why we think that the plebiscite is a waste of time and they just need to put it to a vote in Parliament.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, if we want to show our support for equal marriage, how can we get involved with your organisation or other organisations?
Yeah, well, we've got a website called equallove.info.
Okay.
And in Sydney, there's Community Action Against Homophobia, and we all have Facebook pages, so look them up. But it looks like we're probably going to be calling rallies in the next few weeks, because there's three bills being put in Parliament in the first week of Parliament to change the Marriage Act, and that puts Turnbull under a lot of pressure to not go ahead with the plebiscite. So, and it looks like many of the politicians plan on voting that down anyway. So we want to have rallies around the country so we can continue that pressure on the government to scrap the plebiscite and just put the bill and pass it.
And get it done. Get it over and done with. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, good luck with it. I certainly hope that it does go through and, you know, it's overdue, well overdue. Ali, thank you so much for joining us on The Daily today.
No worries. Thanks so much for having me.
Not a problem. That was Ali Hogg there, convener of Equal Love, a campaign for marriage equality. Something that, as I was saying, in my opinion, it's long, long, long overdue.